Good morning to everyone. You may be listening to this podcast from Light of Life Baptist Church, Ormsby. Before I begin, I would like to express that these are my personal views of what it is to be a Christian and my personal interpretation of some of the scriptures quoted here. I'm certainly not here to preach to anyone, but simply to share the love and compassion of Jesus Christ with you all. I could use this time with you all quoting no less than 42 biblical references to the light of the world, but don't worry, though I'll only include some that I hold dear. First Bible quote in John 8, verse 12. Jesus applies the title to himself while debating with the Jews and states, "I am the light of the world. Whosoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This statement has been pondered on throughout the centuries by many learned biblical scholars. The meaning of this scripture has been expressed in many different and eloquent ways. These evaluations can be studied certainly, but will have many different interpretations and can be confusing to some, to say the least. To me, being a follower of Christ is a personal journey in a personal relationship. It's unique in its own way. The Lord knows who we are and understands and accepts us just the way we are, warts and all. And his grace is sufficient for us. We don't have to pretend to be someone we are not, or be defined by how the world sees us. When it was suggested that we might use the seven I ams that Jesus spoke, this one leapt off the page for me. I thought, how could I do it justice? How could I impart this spoken word to you in everyday language that anyone who might be listening would accept without feeling that they had to follow a specific way of thinking or adopt traditional religious practices, which today to many might seem outdated and redundant? After all, Jesus never started the church and never started a religion. To quote Charles Spurgeon, "The Bible is not the light of the world. It is the light of the church." But the world does not read the Bible. The world reads Christians. You are the light of the world. These reassuring words that Jesus spoke over 2,000 years ago seem very appropriate in this frightening time. Many are shielding and feeling totally isolated, cut off from their loved ones, unable to share their love with each other. Fortunately, however, the advance in technology has provided the selection of social media platforms we can use in able to reduce the impact of this situation. Second Bible quote, John 16, verse 33. Jesus said, "I have told you these things so that you in me will have peace. In this world you will have troubles, but take heart, for I have conquered the world." Now that's a pretty powerful statement. It's surely a scripture we can use and contemplate on, which will help to reduce the impact of fear in this current situation. As I said before, there are many biblical references to the light of the world. However, my introduction to its meaning didn't come from studying the Bible. It came from a visual interpretation by a painting of the same name, created in 1852 by a founder member of the Pre-Raphaelite movement, the artist William Holman Hunt. The original hangs in Keble College, Oxford, and a life-size copy is now displayed in St. Paul's Cathedral. This copy went on a world tour and was highly acclaimed as a powerful evangelistic tool throughout the world. This particular Pre-Raphaelite work of art is full of moralizing symbolism, and for me, it simply explained the mystery of faith. Third Bible quote, Revelation 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and him with me. This painting is an allegory of Christ pictured knocking at the door of the human soul. He is depicted here in a night scene, standing by a door, poised to knock. He carries a lamp in his left hand, illuminating the darkness. He wears a white cloak, which symbolizes humility, together with the jeweled cloak with a heavily encrusted jeweled clasp, representing kingship, the crown of thorns on his head symbolizing passion. This painting holds many other symbolic meanings to Christ's relationship with us all, and is well worth studying. The most important section of this work is the figure of Jesus knocking on the door. The nail wounds on his hands can be clearly seen. He stands patiently awaiting a response. As you study the door with its rusty hinges, encumbered with weeds, you will notice that there is no handle on the outside. Jesus cannot enter unless he is invited in. You have to open the door of your soul. It is an act of will on your behalf. Jesus moves in a spiritual dimension, beyond the comprehension of reason. The Holy Spirit operates on his behalf and is ever present to those who seek him. Faith is a free gift available to anyone. It cannot be seen, it cannot be touched, but it can be felt deep in your soul. The presence of Jesus Christ is reassuring and constant. It's a divine force that we can all call upon in times of need, like the one we are facing at the moment. I hope that this podcast has added some value to the meaning of faith and brought some comfort to anyone who may be listening. I therefore invite you all to join me in a closing prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we know that you are always present if we keep that door to our soul open to your presence. Strengthen us to endure. Show us all how we may each play a part, using our faith in you to bring light, love, hope, and reassurance to others. Amen.